It's Thursday, and welcome to Telcast Shorts. We're a news show. We actually do play our PlayStations. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Rusty.
Hey! So, I was doing some research looking for things to talk about this week. It's been kind of a slow news week, and we don't really review trailers that often, because that seems weird, especially for our format. But, PlayStation, the only console that we all actually play, or at least me and Rusty play, sometimes. Yeah. Probably PS5 is going to keep going for a little while, because PS6 is looking pretty delayed. What would you guess that is causing the delay?
Huh. I don't
RAM chips.
Chips?
Yeah.
Tasty chips. Tasty.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is, I've seen a lot of stuff on this, and I haven't been able to find anything to really confirm or deny it, but I had heard that Sony had bought a lot of DDR5 in advance, but I was looking through some stories, and according to Twisted Voxel, is where I grabbed this story from, industry insiders are noting that the APU manufacturing is separate from the RAM selection. So they still have a contract with AMD for the chips, right? So they can essentially design everything but what they want to do with the RAM. So that when they go into production, hopefully the RAM prices have dropped. But right now, a lot of people are speculating it's because of the RAM itself that they're kind of waiting to see what happens. So maybe they didn't get as much RAM as they thought. However, PS5 Pro has been doing quite well. So PS5 Pro accounted for 13% of all PS5 purchases in 2025. So that's pretty similar to the PS4 Pro, and I had a PS4 Pro as well. And it's still doing quite well sales-wise. Like, as far as, like, consoles, the PlayStation is the superior console that's out there. I'm not a Sony fanboy, not an Xbox fanboy by any means, but in this last generation and a half, honestly, PlayStation's really knocked it out of the park with performance and reliability, etc. Haven't done so great with their, you know, their version of Game Pass, you know, the PS5 Pro membership.
The PlayStation Now or something.
Yeah.
PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, that's been kind of hot garbage with a bunch of old ass games that, you know, people probably already have or can go buy for like $15 used, right? But it's.
I had a subscription for it for a little bit.
I did for a real short time. Like, honestly, the only things I've played in the last couple of years on my PS5 has been the Demon Souls remastered. And that's just excellent. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, man, that would be really good to go through.
I really need to actually, like, put some time into it.